Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are talking about a couple of news items for Tesla, but primarily what we're going to be focusing on are some major updates from Volkswagen. It has to do with their software and electric vehicle programs. Volkswagen's new leadership post Herbert Diess taking things in a different direction. Taking a quick look at Tesla stock, it finished down 2% on the day today to close at $183.17, while the Nasdaq was down just a third of a percent. So another small underperformance from Tesla. The last couple of days we have seen the volume dry up a little bit. Only 64 million shares traded today, only about 67 million yesterday. That's after about a week and a half, 2 weeks or so, of volume exceeding every day 90 million shares. Probably the biggest macro news for the market today would be new comments from the St. Louis Fed President James Bullard, who is a voting member of the FOMC. He commented that the federal funds rate is not yet in a zone that may be considered sufficiently restricted and suggested that that zone ultimately could be in the 5 to 7% range. The top of that range would certainly be higher than the summary of economic projections has suggested so far. Of course, those have continued to increase over time, but with the CPI and PPI reports starting to show signs of cooling off a little bit, hopefully that can reverse that trend as well. So we'll see, and of course this is only one committee member, and other committee members in recent days have made somewhat opposing statements. For example, Esther George, also a voting member, noted yesterday that, quote, "I have not in my 40 years with the Fed seen a time of this kind of tightening that you didn't get some painful outcomes," end quote. So a statement there showing some concern about what even further restrictive policies could mean. All right, as for Tesla specific news, again, just a couple of quick stories here. The first is a Net Promoter Score survey from Germany. These are the results of surveying 3,300 different electric vehicle owners. As a brand, Tesla took the top slot here with an 81 overall Net Promoter Score, actually quite ahead of most other manufacturers except Polestar, coming in just below at 80, but quite the distance to third place, which was Kia with a score of 58, and the rest kind of compact from there. Looking at individual categories where customers recommended improvements, of course, Tesla ahead of the pack on most of these categories, but looks like falling behind a bit in vehicle quality and noise, vibration, and harshness. But of course, for things like this, you have to be a little bit careful about how you're comparing these across brands because these customers are only considering their own vehicle. So the lack of bigger problems in one category might lead to a little bit higher of a score relative to itself in another category, but definitely still useful to understand where those areas for relative improvement are. The last interesting part of this report is that it looks like the Net Promoter Scores for EVs in general over the last 3 years have actually declined a little bit. The author of this article kind of attributes that to electric vehicles expanding beyond the most early adopters that are maybe a little bit more forgiving. That could be a part of it. I also wonder if part of it is mix. I don't have the level of detail to figure that out, but if, for example, the last couple of years Tesla has been a bigger portion of the survey, and then you bring in other electric vehicles that are getting lower scores as more EV models come to market, if those are a bigger percentage of the total survey, does that end up dragging the score down? So it could be that, could be wider adoption, maybe both, and some combination of some other factors. Next, we've got an update on Tesla's expansion of the supercharger network to non-Tesla vehicles. Tesla has expanded this pilot to include 18 new superchargers in Italy, which now becomes the 15th country for this rapidly expanding test. Last really quick thing here before we get into the updates from Volkswagen. Don't think we need to spend too much time on this, but just for the sake of completeness, Elon Musk today has sent out a couple new emails to Twitter managers, according to CNBC, basically just explaining a little bit more about his expectations around remote work and that only being allowed for excellent contributors that really do need to be excellent contributors at the manager's discretion, but also at the manager's risk if they are not actually in that category. So kind of a non-story, really just a clarification of previous communications, but of course CNBC presenting this as Elon Musk threatening managers, like somehow telling them to do their job or they'll no longer have the job, is a threat that is not implicit with any employment contract. Maybe it's just me, but I've kind of always thought that that was how jobs worked. Anyway, let's move on to the Volkswagen updates. This is pretty huge news here that's being reported today. The implications that this will have for Volkswagen, for the EV industry, both are significant. No formal announcements on this from Volkswagen yet. This is being reported by Manager Magazine, then later picked up by Reuters and Bloomberg with their own sources as well. So before we even get into what the news is, we have to understand three different terms that Volkswagen has previously established as a part of their company roadmap and plans going forward. The first two are SSP and E3 2.0. SSP stands for Scalable Systems Platform. This would basically be their next generation electric vehicle platform architecture, which would compare to things like their MEB platform today. And the second term is E3 2.0. That's End-to-End Electronic Architecture 2.0. basically Volkswagen's plans for their full stack software system that would unify across all of their different brands and vehicles. So you've got the platform, you've got the full stack software, and then finally you have Trinity, which Volkswagen says represents the next generation of electric vehicles at Volkswagen. This was a new electric sedan intended to be built in 2026, which Volkswagen said will set new standards in terms of range, charging speed, and digitization. Quote, Trinity stands for three crucial themes: a newly developed electronics platform with state-of-the-art software, the simplification of the supply structure, and fully integrated and intelligent production at the main plant in Wolfsburg, end quote. So these three things were supposed to be the cornerstones of Volkswagen's electric vehicle strategy from 2025 and forward. Now, based on the reporting that we've got today, instead, it sounds like we have a trinity of delays. So Manager Magazine breaking this news, reporting that, quote, the much more radical E3 2.0 software propagated by the VW brand is not to be launched in 2026, but rather in 2029, end quote. They go on to say that, quote, what sounds like a technical detail has dramatic consequences. The Trinity, which is based on software 2.0 and has since been redesigned by VW brand boss Thomas Schaefer into a cross SUV with greater sales potential, will slip far behind. And the SSP model platform, which is intended for the entire group, will probably no longer be launched with Trinity as originally planned, end quote. They're reporting that Volkswagen's new CEO wants to move the Trinity back from 2026, probably to 2030, and he doesn't want to build the new factory that they had planned to invest 2 billion euros to produce the Trinity out of. Okay, so sounds like a huge delay for E3, their next generation software stack, for SSP, their next generation platform, for Trinity, their next generation vehicle, and then just canceling the next generation factory. This is like the entire roadmap that Volkswagen has been putting forth for the last 2 years. I mean, I don't even need to sit here and tell you what this means. Volkswagen has told us this themselves through all of these press releases. Here's what Volkswagen themselves has to say about some of these things. So for Trinity, for the new factory, they say that Volkswagen intends to set standards in Trinity production when it commences in 2026. It's aiming for a production time of 10 hours per vehicle. The key, fewer variants, fewer components, more automation, leaner production lines, and new logistics concepts. Before Volkswagen was delaying, and it sounds like even canceling this new factory, we were talking about how that might not even necessarily be enough because that's what Tesla is doing right now, that 10 hours per vehicle on the Model Y. That's what Herbert Diess set out to accomplish because he saw that as being the new benchmark. Oliver Bloom steps in and says, nope, delayed, canceled. Sounds like now they're just going to build it in their current Wolfsburg plant. As for the software stack, E3 2.0, of course, we've heard about all the problems that Volkswagen has had so far with CARIAD. And yet, last year, Volkswagen made a big deal about completing the MVP, or minimum viable product, for E3 2.0. At the time, they talked about how this is more than a technology exercise. Developers have been working iteratively and in an agile manner. We've been able to sharpen processes and collaboration models between departments and teams. This is a very different way to working compared to what the automotive industry is used to. This game-changing way of working that has been applied to the MVP will make a huge difference, not just this project or Platform 2.0, but for the entire Volkswagen Group and our cars. The complexity of this project is huge, so we need to take it in steps. We need to learn fast, observe the learnings, and reintegrate them into our next steps. With a fast-paced development process and steep learning curves, we can manage this complexity. And with the MVP now as the one source of truth, complete with an end-to-end setup, we have a basis for testing and delivering a strong platform ready in time for the start of production. All right, so they've been working on this in an agile manner. They made sure to get that in there a couple of times. They've got their MVP ready. They're totally going to be ready for the start of production. That was the communication last year. Volkswagen on their software page describes how important this is by saying that, quote, the new software architecture enables a complete ecosystem, which will offer customers a host of software-based services throughout the full product lifecycle. By 2030, the Volkswagen Group will put up to 40 million of its cars based on the new software stack on the streets of this world. The group will have the largest amount of real-time data in the whole industry and continuously improve its products on this basis, end quote. They say the software 2.0 is the iOS for all group cars, a leading software stack in the global mobility market. Volkswagen themselves is telling us how critical of a component this is to their strategy, and for good reason, this is the type of stuff that Tesla already has today. We'll soon see that in action with the operating system for the Semi, we'll see that shortly thereafter with the Cybertruck. Volkswagen is just trying to catch up. They hoped they could catch up by 2026. This news doesn't mean that this is any strategically less important, although Volkswagen, I'm sure, will try to spin it that way. Their own words have made this clear. The reality of the situation, in my opinion, is that they just can't execute on it. Finally, we've got the same story with the SSP, or Scalable Systems Platform. Volkswagen says, with the SSP, Volkswagen Group can rapidly and efficiently provide its customers with innovative functions in their cars across all brands, This makes the SSP key to autonomous driving. At the same time, considerable economies of scale are achieved, whilst also reducing complexity and development costs. The CEO of Audi described the SSP by saying that it means leveraging our strengths in platform management and building on our capabilities to maximize synergies across segments and brands. In the long run, our SSP will significantly reduce complexities in mechatronics. Thereby, it is not only a central premise to lower CapEx, R&D, and unit costs compared to MEB and PPE, and to enable the group to reach its financial targets, it particularly is the enabler to manage future challenges in vehicle development as cars become more and more software-oriented. End quote. So again, on all of these items, Volkswagen has done my job for me. I don't need to explain why these things are important. They have already done that. They seem to have simply decided that the timelines that they set out to hit are not achievable, too hard, can't do it. Maybe we'll get there in 3 or 4 more years. So I guess good luck, Freudian slip there. Good luck, Volkswagen, with being where Tesla's at today in 7 years. I'm sure Tesla won't make any progress. And if we go back to 2015, 7 years ago from today, Tesla was making 100,000 cars a year. No Model 3, no Model Y. Their volume today is 20 times higher. But yeah, I'm sure in the next 7 years, they'll probably make no progress. Nothing to worry about. Take your time. Keep doing what you do. It's obviously working, so no reason to change, right? Just keep IPOing off all these different auto brands, because you totally wouldn't be doing that if you were confident in their value. Anyway, if it's not clear, a lot of sarcasm in there, and I think this is a terrible update for Volkswagen. All right, last update today is from General Motors. They held an investor day today, and they said that with the benefit of the Inflation Reduction Act, they now expect that in the middle of the decade, 2025, their EV profits should be comparable to gas vehicles. And I do believe they are talking about gross margin percentage here, not just raw profits, because their CFO said that with the benefit of the IRA, that could add an additional 5 to 7 basis points from the low to mid single digit margins that they had been expecting for EVs by then. Remember, it's not like GM's internal combustion engine vehicles are these super high profit items in the first place, and it's going to take GM multiple years and huge government subsidies to even approach those levels of margin, which are well below where Tesla is at. So it's a good reminder of EV margins, as they are the perpetually overlooked part of competition. Last quick update, also from GM. GM's Cruise has announced that they have begun daytime driverless rides in San Francisco. Previously, it had basically been overnight only from around 10 p.m. to about 5:30 a.m. They say right now those new hours are for employees only, but hope to expand that to other people relatively soon. All right, that'll wrap it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, November 18th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.